Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the People Show. Check the post for Rescue Nation. Brought to you by Nebraska Spine, a hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, full disclosure, I had this show pre-planned out for the past few days. I'm well aware that we had more players leave yesterday. I just thought it was interesting. Okay, before yesterday's events, but I still want to talk about it on today's show. This topic, Bill Moos and Scott Frost both recently talked about and mentioned that they believe Nebraska's goal at this point should be playing for and contending for the Big Ten West championships. Now, in December, here's Bill Moos's quote. He said, "I think we're at a point where we should be in the conversation for the Big Ten West." End quote. Here's Scott Frost's recent quote. I quote, "I definitely think it's time for us to start competing for winning our half of the Big Ten. I'm not sure if I felt like we had a team that was ready to do that in years past. I do now." End quote. Now, for those people who think that the sky is falling in Husker Nation, I hope to God you're wrong. Okay, but I'm still going to talk about this because I thought it was interesting. My first response was competing for the Big Ten West. Shouldn't that have been like day one goal? And obviously, you got to build the foundation. You got to build things up. You know, at 12-20, I'm going to leave that alone. Here's the deal. My reaction to the Huskers and Scott Frost and Bill Moos making the goal to compete for the Big Ten West championship, Big Ten West title this year, making it to the Big Ten championship is very simply this. Okay, because I hear other people talk about teams in our division, who we're playing in the crossover. Okay, all these other things, all the national media that's hating on Nebraska. Here's what I'm going to tell you. I don't give a crap. I don't give 2 cents to this side of a cockatoo's rear end, what everybody else says, or who we're playing or what we're doing. It's about Nebraska. The cream rises to the top, ladies and gentlemen, and we got to get better. All right, now, if you want to look at teams in our division, other potential competitors for that Big Ten West crown, Northwestern. You know, they won it last year, but you never know what they're going to get. They're a well-coached team, respect to Pat Fitzgerald, but a couple years ago, they had 3 wins. Okay, Minnesota was a top 10 team a couple years ago this past year. They struggled a little bit, okay? Iowa, always a really good team. Never quite on that national championship level or in that conversation, but always a real good team. A team we haven't beat in 6 years, so we're due. Wisconsin is usually that team that is the highest-rated Big Ten West team coming into each season. They're usually the team that comes out of people's mouths first when you talk about the best team in the Big Ten West or competing for that Big Ten West title. Okay, so Wisconsin's going to be in that conversation year in and year out. Here's what I'll tell you. You want to look at our division. It is tougher than I once thought it was. Okay, when we first joined it, I didn't think it was great at all. It is actually a better division than I thought it was, but we don't have Ohio State. We don't have Penn State, who's won multiple New Year's Six bowl games recently. No Alabama, no Florida, no Georgia. Okay, so we're in a division where we should compete year in and year out. Okay, we got to get better though. You look at our Big Ten schedule itself. We got our division opponents, our crossover games. Okay, we got Michigan. All right, they've been struggling lately, but they're still Michigan. We get them at home. Ohio State, we get them at home. Here's my point. I don't care. Okay, I don't want to hear all this other noise. It's about Nebraska. It's about us getting better. It's about what we do. Okay, if you're good enough, you will find a way to win. If you're not, you won't. It's that simple. It's about who we recruit. It's about how we develop them. It's about how we coach them, which will equal the player that then plays on the field on Saturdays. It's about our coaches. Okay, the most important man on an NFL team is the quarterback. Tom Brady over Bill Belichick, as great as Bill Belichick is, I think Brady made a point. Okay, the most important man in a college football program is the head coach. And don't misunderstand me. Players make plays. I understand that as well as anybody. But players come and go in college every 3 to 4 years. With the transfer portal, sometimes less now. Okay, for the long-term stability of the program, it's about the head coach. Look at Nick Saban in Alabama. Now, he had some players who stayed this last year, but he's had players in the past who have left as sophomores and juniors, and he's got assistant coaches who go elsewhere and take head coaching gigs. The one constant, Nick Saban and Alabama. Okay, it's about us. It's about Nebraska. It's about us getting better. We can't be concerned about everything else. I'll never forget playing Larry Allen my rookie year. Strongest man in NFL history. Look him up on YouTube. Benched 800 pounds. Made it look easy. Greatest guard in NFL history. First ballot Hall of Famer. I played him my rookie year. He chewed me up and crapped me out the first time we played. Played him the second time. I wasn't intimidated. I said, hey, he's big. He's strong. He also doesn't move great. I'm not going to say I chewed him up and crapped him out, but I won the battle that day. It's about us. Nobody else cares about us. We do. Go Big Red. Throw the bone.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.